This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hola and welcome in, listeners, to our great radio stations like 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's Rock Station, also Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station, and hola to our flagship 99.9 KISW as we broadcast from the Rock of Seattle. It is our random question, 844-999-HOLA.
Somehow we just got into a discussion. Oh, it was about Kirk Douglas, who was passed. He had a $61 million fortune. And he said about 50 of it.
$51 million going to his own charity.
Yeah, all these different things. And then we were like, all right, well, we know who he is. We're very familiar with him. We know he's been in movies. He's a famous actor. And then we were trying to think of movies he was in.
Yeah, but he's also 100 years old. So for the past, like, 20 years, we just know him as being Kirk Douglas,
right. So we're like, was he in Spartacus? Then we didn't know if it was him or Charlton Heston. Because we came to the conclusion that most of the time they're kind of interchangeable. Great news, Ted. He was, in fact, in Spartacus. Not only was he in Spartacus, he was also the co-executive producer.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking. Cred. Listen, I'm looking through a bunch of movies. Other than Spartacus, I don't know. Town Without Pity, The Last Sunset, Lonely or the Brave, 2 Weeks in Another Town, The Hook. These are all movies that Kirk Douglas, very famous, was in. For Love or Money, maybe I've heard of that one. 7 Days in May and Harm's Way, The Heroes of Telemark, Cast a Giant Shadow, Is Paris Burning, The Way West. The West. Stop me if you've heard of one.
I haven't yet.
Once Upon a Wheel, A Lovely Way to Die, The Brotherhood,
like a Bond.
The Arrangement, The Johnny Cash Show, let's see, The Light at the Edge of the World, A Gunfight, The Master's Touch, Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll.
Once Is Not Enough. Victory at Entebbe, Holocaust 2000, The Fury of the Villain, Saturn 3, I've heard of that movie. Starred Farrah Fawcett, that's how bad it was. The Final Countdown, I remember that movie.
Europe.
Yes, that's what that Draw, Hollywood Greats, Tough Guys, Queenie, Inherit the Wind, Tales from the Crypt. There's another movie he was in that I've heard of.
Okay.
Random. And he was also in Xena, Warrior Princess.
Of course he was.
That's where his career took off.
Yeah.
Hello, Emily. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Emily, welcome to the program, The Random Question. All right, Emily, this is going to be kind of a tough one, or maybe not, depending. Emily, would you say that you are smarter than your significant other?
I think she would say that.
She would say that you are smarter.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is? Because you don't seem so sure of yourself.
Because she's an invalid.
Not that I'm not sure. I think it's because I have 2 degrees and multiple certifications.
All right. What are your degrees in?
I have a pastry arts degree. I have a business degree, and then I'm a certified personal trainer and a certified EMT.
So you can make desserts and then go to the gym? Is this what I'm understanding?
So my whole, like, game plan is, like, get people fat and then, like, show them how to lose weight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know this trick.
You are so transparent. Eat my delicious pastries and then follow me to the gym.
One of my trainers trying to get me strung out on garlic knots.
What is this gimmick that you're leaving? you're getting people fat only to work them out.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, the EMT cert comes in if, like, you know, they go down with, like, a stroke or cardiac arrest.
Sugar rush. So you're basically, like, the drug dealer who's also the drug counselor.
Yeah, she's too calm about this.
You know, man, they might drop dead from all the butter and sugar.
Have you ever, just for fun, done any erotic baking?
Yeah, actually, for some bachelorette parties.
Okay.
Let me guess. It's a penis every time.
What is it?
Every time.
Every single time.
I have done a vagina cake before.
All right.
Okay, guy, I have to ask. What kind of cake is it?
Usually I'll do like a strawberry cake. That way, you know, it's pink.
Right.
I
understand.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We weren't quite sure. Right.
Well, we had with our Elysian men's room black, we had a black release party at one point in time. And there was one every morning.
There was
an erotic bakery that was close by, and they were kind enough to get us a giant black penis cake for the launch, which was fantastic.
It was a good cake. Fondant.
You know, can you do that?
Oh, yeah. I usually do, like, the homemade marshmallow fondant because it tastes way better than store-bought.
How about, what is the biggest cake penis you've made?
I'd say probably like a 2 foot.
Jeez.
Okay, and I got to ask, where do you come up with this creatively? Do you look at a picture?
Memory.
Do you get a model? Do you have a mold? how do you know, you know what I mean, how to make this just anatomically correct?
I don't think it would surprise you how much is on the internet.
All right, okay. I'm just curious.
I've never visited such a place.
It's a lot of, like, internet looking up and then just, you know, memory.
All right,
but if I went through your Google search, is it real specific, like, penis-shaped cake, or would it just say, like, images for penis?
No, definitely, like, penis-shaped cake.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm just saying, when people go through your search history, be real specific.
Now, what about your significant other? What does she do?
She's in the Army.
Okay, and what does she do in the Army?
She's a recruiter. So she kind of got roped into telling, like, other people to join.
All right. Well, is she good at her job?
She is very good at her job.
Okay, but why would she say that you are smarter than her? Just based on the degrees alone? Because that doesn't always make you smart.
You got to decide what's smart.
I would say I'm probably a little bit more book smart. She's more street smart.
I was going to say. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
one is as good as the other. Yeah, That's the thing. At the end of it, man, in my years, the only thing I have realized to be true, if it can be both, right? But generally, you're a little better at one than the other. Mm-hmm. But the people that excel at either one do about the same.
You don't get a degree in street smarts is the difference.
My brother's a very, 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 very academically smart person.
Yeah? That's all you're going to say?
He's a very, very, very,
okay,
very academically smart person.
All right, well, this poll almost had to be anonymous because no one's brave enough to answer this question out of the open. But are you smarter than your significant other? That was the question. And people in relationships were asked who is smarter, them or their significant other. And we are 3 times more likely to say that we are the smarter one. 30% of people in the poll either didn't have a partner or weren't sure who's more intelligent. But of the people who did answer, 33% say they're the smart one compared to just 11 who said their partner is.
Okay, well, think about what people bitch about.
Some people say they're equally intelligent, whatever. Men were slightly more likely to say they're smarter compared to women. But, yeah, that's that'd be a tough dinner time conversation, wouldn't it?
But, man, it's categorical. It depends what we are talking about.
But it depends on what smarts, you value as
there's
smart.
No question about it. But I don't worry about certain things and just deal with life. That's the way I've been, mostly because I'm lazy, to be honest with you. So, you know, repercussions come your way, deal with it. I don't care. Other side of that, tech smart. I have zero tech abilities, which makes me very stupid in many ways. I just don't care, and I'm so stupid that I don't care that I don't know what the hell I'm doing on tech. A smart person would care, right? Because that's where the world's going. I'm stuck in a caveman way. So it just depends, right?
Random.
Look, if you're left without anything and you got to figure out a way to survive, I'm your guy, man. Don't sweat it. We got it.
I think I've been on both sides of this. I've definitely dated people that I'm like, all right, she's smarter than I am.
I've been with dummies.
Yeah.
I miss them. Boy, I miss those dumb ones.
I didn't ask questions. I bought every excuse you had. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question, question. We're going to give you this one. When, Matt, did you realize the situation was not good? When did you realize that the situation, like, uh-oh, this is not good at all?
Oh. Well, in the Navy. Yeah, I was in the Navy once, and the alarm went off, and we were flooding, and that was not good.
Are you on a submarine, a ship, or what?
I was on a submarine.
Oh, that is not good.
That's very, very
so
not good.
So, what, now what? What do you do?
Panic.
Okay. Somebody just goes, and then when you calm down, right. After everybody freaks out a little bit, right. What happens then?
Training takes in, you handle the problem, and
wait, hold on. But how do you handle the problem? Like, there's a lot of problems you can handle, but, like, what do you do when someone says the submarine's flooding?
Well, it's a lot of procedures. It's a lot of training, and it's inbred, basically. Just you've got to survive to make the next guy live.
All right, so let me ask you this. On a submarine, depending how many people there are, like, is there anyone... So the submarine's flooding, which means everyone's affected. But like any job, depending what the problem is, not all of us are qualified to contribute to anything. I may have been trained to stay the hell out of the way, but is there anyone on the submarine who legitimately, like in this particular situation, you're of no help? Just stay out of the way.
No, actually on a submarine, no. We're all trained the same.
All right.
Your lives in a giant steel tube, man.
Do you have to surface?
Yes, we got the surface.
And then do you pump from there? Is that it?
Yes, that's how it was. It was kind of a rocket ride to the surface, and woohoo, we lived.
So did your ears pop like crazy or anything on that?
No, but, you know, a 30-degree angle, and everybody's trying not to swim in the water. It was kind of fun.
All right, could you hear the Russian singing?
When I look back on it.
So what is it? How deep were you at the time that you get this alert that you're flooding?
We were actually just diving. Our mast flooded. And we got to about 300 feet and went, oh, crap. And then next thing we know, we're emergency blowing and pumping water.
Okay, did you pop up in like a hell hole or were you in Hawaii? I mean, was it at least good to surface?
It was a cool place to surface. It was blue water, clean skies. It didn't matter, but...
Yeah, I'll say, man, you pop up anywhere. It's a great place to be.
I'm going
to
go outside for a minute. You know what I mean?
I'm in the Ohio River. Great place to be.
This is amazing. the reason we asked, when did you realize the situation was not good? An injured hiker in Washington was airlifted to safety over the weekend after crawling through the forest for 8 hours to get cell phone service. He was rescued at Olympic National Park around 4 o'clock on Saturday. Basically, he was out there doing a trail run, and he slipped on some ice, and he realized that he had sprained his ankle, right? Well, he looks down and realizes he did not sprain his ankle. It's hanging by a thread.
Oh, there's my bone.
So it's completely falling, and it's done. So he basically started to crawl as far as he could. He finally got some service, was able to get a hold of 911. Sounds like things are going to be good. He kept crawling for 4 more hours on the trail before they were able
to
reach him.
So he could get to a spot where they could reach him?
Before they could get
a
place.
Did you see his knees?
And then fly him out. Did you see his knees?
Yeah, they were jacked up.
I would have to think so. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You saw a picture of his knees?
Yeah.
How bad?
I mean, bad. Like, I know the ankle broke, but his knees were trash because he was just wearing little shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, the question, 844-999, Orla.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Emmett. Random, welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Random, all right, Emmett. Random, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Emmett, who had to apologize, and what did they have to apologize for?
I had to apologize to my neighbor when I was a kid because I lit his yard on fire on the 4th of July.
On purpose or by accident?
By accident. I was being stupid with throwing out fireworks, and all of a sudden I went to go grab more, and I looked back and I was like, oh, S, there's fire.
How much fire? Like, how fast did it go up?
Quite. The grass was extremely dry. He hadn't been there in a couple months, so there was no watering or anything, so it was completely bone dry.
And how old were you at the time?
Oh, I was
21.
Yeah, old enough to know better. So.
Okay. When he came home, how big of a patch had been burned in his yard?
Probably about 8 feet wide by like 20 or so feet long.
Ooh, that's a big patch.
And now, how long before he got back? So you burned his yard. How long had he been away? Yeah, how long did you get to sweat this out waiting for your neighbor to get
home?
Did
you cut the grass, plant grass seed, anything?
Spray painting.
You know what I mean?
Oh, God. It was probably a week before he got back. No, and I just kind of hid away trying to keep away from that.
And what was the apology? Were they cool with the apology? Were they crappy about it or what?
No, they were really cool about it because it was only the grass and there was none of his like plants that he liked, or you know, his house wasn't damaged.
Okay.
So he was.
Yeah, I guess grass is the least important form of vegetation in people's yards.
It goes up fast. Reason we asked who had to apologize, here you go. Good times down in Tampa, Florida. For the past several years, Amanda Soares has made the trip down to Tampa to enjoy the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. She was excited to have her son and parents tag along this year for the festivities. She says, you feel like you jumped into another world, and that's what's so fun about it.
No, you don't.
All the costumes, the food, you're in another world.
The turkey legs.
And the shows are always awesome.
Ye old Bud Light.
Yeah. They say it's not hard to get lost in the festival's magical atmosphere. However, the cheers coming from a nearby stage that caused Soares and her family to stop then in disbelief.
Wait, her last name is Soares?
Soares, S-O-A-R-E-S. As I'm filming, they are cheering and cheering. This one came around, swirled around, danced, then he bent over and lifted up his kilt. And there's his backside saying hello. Everyone is cheering and cheering and shaking, and then you're seeing other body parts shaking around from underneath there. The show is part of the Men in Kilts competition. Mm-hmm. It's advertised on Facebook with a description explaining to guests that they're in for a real treat. However, this is far from the experience that Soares and her young son were expected to see. I'm there with my 13-year-old. He's a little older, but still super embarrassing. He gave me a look like, whoa, what is happening on the stage over there?
No, the look he's giving you is, I really wish my mom wasn't here. So
probably.
I feel so awkward.
As the parade of kiltsmen went up there and the crowd started to cheer, the fourth or fifth person was trying to show what was under their kilt. More people are cheering, and now they've had to apologize. On behalf of the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, we would like to apologize to anyone that may have been offended by a ticket holder that participated in our Men in Kilts competition. The people were not employed by the festival and not acting in a manner condoned by the festival. We take pride in a 45-year history of being the producer of multiple family-friendly festivals, and we're sorry that people had to see that.
You know that men in kilts are not wearing underwear under the kilt.
Correct.
They even have the Scottish law. Granted, it's a fine, and it's 2 points. You're not going to go to jail, but traditionally, you don't wear underwear under your kilt.
It's a fine if you do wear underwear.
Right. It's a fine if you do wear underwear. It's a Renaissance festival. You know the people are drinking, and you took your kid to that particular thing. I mean, look, you don't have to be happy or unhappy about what you saw, but don't tell me you didn't know that drunk men in kilts not wearing underwear are going to flash everything under
the kilt. What about all the What do you call them? Beer wenches and stuff.
Random, the boobs going on?
Yeah, like, random, who cares?
That's okay for a 13-year-old boy, I guess.
That's great. Random, it is okay, Miles.
Like, your 13-year-old is actively calling her a wench.
Random, right.
He can see a naked male buttocks.
Let me get ye old tater tots with cheese.
Hello, ye old tacho.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Josh, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Okay. Josh, let's see here. What would you say is the worst smell that you have ever encountered in your life?
Smell it.
What's the worst smell you've ever encountered in your life?
Probably the time that I drank too much whiskey one festive Christmas Eve, and I had a newborn, and he had one of those throw the onesie away kind of accidents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I cleaned him up, and then I ended up throwing up into the diaper genie. And then I had to take it out the next day.
Oh.
Which means you had to open it back up.
And the diaper genie does do a pretty good job of keeping the stink down.
But it's, again, it's not a biblical miracle worker. It does the best it can.
Exactly.
It's funny, I was just telling Miles earlier today, we're talking about some bathroom stuff, and as in your physical bathroom. So he's like, man, do you have a vent in one bathroom? I'm like, yeah, yeah, I mean, I got a vent in there. And actually, and it's true, this past weekend, look, I know what my kids eat. So you have a general idea of how they're going to smell in certain situations, but he had gone to a birthday party. It's like a swim, so it's like donuts, pizza, a couple other things he tells me about. Obviously, this did a number on his gut. I did not realize he's in the bathroom. The bathroom is a sizable distance away from the living room. But I'm in the living room, and now I realize my dog has pooped somewhere in the house. So I go investigative, looking for this obvious pile of dog ass. Nowhere to be found. In fact, my dog's even following me. So she did nothing wrong. And as I'm approaching the bathroom, my brother's door's cracked, and my son is in there, and it is him. So as I told Miles, I reached my hand through the door, kind of did a feel around with the light switch, flicked the fan on for him, and then when he got out, explained to him, hey man, the reason that fan is there is because when you do things like that, it's bad. The dog almost got in trouble. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yep.
Like, okay, I didn't know.
Reason we asked, what's the worst smell that you've ever encountered? A new article in the New York Times just attempted to answer the question, what is the worst smell in the world? And they narrowed it down to two possibilities. The first is something called U.S. government standard bathroom malodor. A scientist who was developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense in 1998 tested tons of scents and found the smell of the latrines from military fields was the most universally repulsive. So she developed her stink bomb recipe off of that smell. Now, the second is a substance that was invented in Germany in 1889. I think, Robin, you were the one explaining to me in German, most things take on a little bit more of what the actual word means as far as how you pronounce it and stuff. This stuff is called thioacetone. It was invented in 1889, and apparently the smell was so bad when a small amount spilled in the lab that it made the entire city. The entire city was sick. No one is exactly sure what the chemical makeup is that they spilled. So for now, the best bet for the worst smell in the world is a battlefield toilet.
That, you know, when you say it out loud, like anyone want to challenge that?
No.
Battlefield toilet.
Random.
What's the worst
random,
smell you've ever smelled? Random. I mean, you can smell dead things and all that, but
that's what it was.
I mean, there's that. The worst smell I've ever smelled, honest to God, it was a fart. It was my own. It was on a bus. I don't want to go through the whole story, but long story short, we're going 40 miles an hour, and the bus driver opened the door just so he could get wind blowing. And no one knew it was me, except me.
I was in a bathroom once at the beach. I don't know. The smell was awful. And there was clearly some products that had been disposed of in the trash can.
Oh, God.
And we left.
I had a Ryan Castle situation, not with a neighbor, but with somebody else. So that was the one.
Where did you stumble upon them?
Yes, that was.
Yeah, I drove by a dead body once. That really reeked.
This was in an apartment for a week, so not good.
Were you living in the apartment near it?
I was not. It was my buddy's sister.
So you guys go to. Had she been saying like, man, for the last week, it's just been.
Well, she had just no one had heard from her.
Oh, she's the one who died.
Yes, correct.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah, well,
okay.
You asked.
No, I thought like you were saying she
positive.
Was...
This positive day.
Yeah, it? Positive.
Positive stories.
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Positive because you didn't like her. Hello, Fabio. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, senores.
Hola.
All right, Fabio, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go here. What Fabio, what have you quit doing? Even if you just quit doing it for a little while, what did you take a break from? Like, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Oh, that's easy. Soda, anything sugary, like soda pop, all that kind of stuff that has high fructose corn syrup, gone.
Is this for health reasons? And if it is for health reasons, did a doctor suggest this, yeah, or you did it on your own?
A diabetic scare?
No, I'm actually kind of young. I'm only like 28 years old. I play sports, right? And my coaches said anything that has high fructose corn syrup, eliminate it because, yeah, it will cause health problems and just, I didn't want to be addicted to that stuff either.
Well, so I'm glad you said that as I chugged the orange crush soda I had Robin buy me.
Did you end up losing any weight just by making this one change?
Yeah, right away. I mean, I'm a pretty tall guy, 6'2", 190. And when I stopped drinking it like 5 years ago, so I would have been like about 23. I lost like 10 pounds in a month and stuff.
Okay, do you ever give yourself like, just, hey, I'm going to have a Coke tonight. Can you do...
Have a soda.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
So you're just
done. No. I'd rather have a beer.
Yeah. Okay, well, sure. Right. Given the choice, I'd always rather
Is there that. Any other dietary changes you made, or was it just strictly soda?
I mean, like, high fructose corn syrup was a pretty big issue. So when I started looking into that and seeing what has high fructose corn syrup, like ketchup, for example, there's some ketchup that has high fructose corn syrup that gone right away.
What are some of the food products that surprised you that had high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah, ketchup was a big surprise for sure. I mean, I wasn't surprised with like candies and stuff like that. I wasn't surprised. Like candy and most sodas, a lot of the sodas. So
what do you got to buy? Like an organic kind of, like Annie's ketchup or something to not have the...
Yeah.
I bet that's terrible.
Heinz actually just started making one that has no high fructose corn syrup.
Does it taste good? Can you even tell the difference?
I can tell the difference because after you stop like eating that for a long time and then you try it again a little bit, it tastes so different.
Oh, really?
So different, isn't it? So, like, when you go slowly progress into natural stuff, natural food, you start getting used to that, right?
Okay. Well, let me ask you that. What about the other stuff? Say, like, you're on an airplane, right? You want a drink. It's typically a cart of soda. Do you get an orange juice? Do you drink water? What do you do?
Yeah, those options. Yeah, even like the carbonated water. I prefer carbonated water over soda.
Really?
So yeah, juice, water, carbonated water.
Carbonated, like, I don't know. I have it in my head. The water is just supposed to be water, as far as me drinking. Yeah. Right. So when I drink it,
all right,
I just want to hit my tongue, slide
you
down
like
my
bubbles?
Throat. If there's bubbles, it has to taste like something, and it's weird, right? So it can be like Sprite, which is pretty tame, all things considered. It just tastes lemon-limony, so my mouth is okay with a Coca-Cola, orange soda, you name it. But if it's just like carbonated water, I'm like, this is not water!
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Really?
I drink it all the time.
Weirdo.
I have to admit, man, when probably, 10 years ago or so, I'm not the most cultured guy in the world, went to Vancouver, Canada, and we're eating at a restaurant up there that was...
Do you understand English?
Yeah, seafood restaurant. It was fantastic. It was very upper end, like very nice, you know? And the waiter comes to the table and says, water? And, I'm like, yeah, and flat or bubbles? And I was like, the bubbles? Because I've never heard someone ask me what type of water I want them for.
But didn't you know that if you say bubbles, it's got to be different than normal water?
I did not know. You know what I mean?
But
did
they say bubbles?
I know. I didn't know.
I mean, the options are flat and bubbles.
American champagne.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? It's crazy.
Yeah, let me have some of that American champagne.
No one's
champagne.
Ever asked me what kind of water I want. The reason we asked, what have you quit
What'd
doing
you get?
For a while? Well, I got
it
bubbles,
got the
but
bubbles.
I got the wrong one.
But you like soda water?
I ended up drinking it, but I didn't really want
it. Did you drink it because you didn't have, you don't want to embarrass yourself?
Yeah, like, I didn't know what the hell I'm doing.
Hey, man.
Exactly.
I'm a normal.
You want a little trick?
What?
I'm not saying it has to do with alcohol, but maybe you're at a bar early in the morning. Your stomach's upset. Drink some soda water with some bitters in it.
I'm sure someone has told you that.
I've heard.
Reason we asked, what have you quit doing for a while? 29-year-old Jackson Hanley, he's from Mesa, Arizona, and he was celebrating 4 months of sobriety.
All right.
So he decided to mark the occasion by going out and getting hammered and stealing a motorcycle.
All right.
He rode his bike to the dealership called Kelly's Kawasaki, left the lot pushing a brand new motorcycle down the road. Apparently, he wanted to ride it out, but he didn't have the keys, and he was planning to figure out a way to start the engine once he got home. But police found him about a mile down the road, sitting on a fence with a bike leaning against the asphalt. He said he thought a new ride would be a good way to celebrate his sobriety, and he also admitted to drinking that night wine and a ton of vodka.
Since he did not drive, he did not get a DUI, but he's now facing charges for felony theft, and he caused about $3,500 in damages to the bike when he leaned it on the ground.
Hey, man, look, I'm a big fan of celebrating things with booze, but I feel like maybe if I'm celebrating my sobriety, like, let's go bowling instead, right?
That's not a
Anything that's not booze. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Michael, welcome to the program. Random question. I'm going to give you this one. Would you take a 50-50 shot at $5 million or death? 50-50 shot? You're going to either win $5 million or you're going to be dead?
Well, what's the shot?
What's that?
What's the shot?
The shot?
Yeah.
Well, if you had a chance, take it. Take a chance. So it's a 50-50 shot. You're either going to get $5 million or you're going to be dead.
Just it depends on the situation.
I'll take the 50-50 shot.
You're going to go for the fight. You're going to take it? You're going to take it for the $5
million. Oh, yeah.
What would you hope the situation is?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I quit drinking since the kids, my kids were born, so I mean, it's kind of hard to kind of think about that.
Wait a minute. I don't think we're actually taking a shot of liquor here.
No.
There's a percentage chance of either you're going to die or you're going to get
$5 million. I think the shot thing is being misinterpreted.
A hole in one. Right. There's guessing the correct 50, trivia 50 answer.
50 death.
Let's just call it a coin toss.
Right. Or $5 million. We flip a coin.
Right. Heads, you die. Tails,
you win
$5. Oh, jeez.
Once again, men's room colors. Here are the seven words you can't say.
Well, you wouldn't do that again if you lost.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
I'm going
to
say he takes the chance because he has kids now and he doesn't drink anymore.
Like, the hell with it.
Look, I'm taking this coin flip every day of the week because you're guaranteed to die. You're not guaranteed to make $5 million in your life.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but you're not even half done yet. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be taking half. If you're wrong, you still have half life to go.
Hey, Ted's 90% done. I got plans for his ass.
Tails never fails. Give me that money.
Are you sure about that? So if it's a coin flip,
I always go tails.
But for $5 million, I think I'd need, for me to say my life is a 50% chance on this, it's got to be like $50 million.
Oh, so $5 million's not enough?
No, it's not enough.
$5 million's enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If somebody came in and said, we value your life right now at $5 million, I'd be kind of pumped.
I mean, look, if it's, Antiques Roadshow, and the guy goes, oh, Mr. Hill, we've run your genealogy and everything you've done. We value you at $5 million. Like, if that's the top, then go ahead, flip the coin. But right now, I feel like maybe I could get more.
Okay. Well, would you take a shot at either being rich or dead with no option C? There's a big debate on Reddit right now over this exact question. Would you take a 50-50 shot where you either get $5 million or you die? And the results, believe it or not, they're split at 50%.
Of course.
With plenty of people saying the shot at the money is worth a 50% shot at death, the best response from someone who take the 50-50 shot, either way, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Your guess is as good as my cut-up categories, Looney Tunes and Lazy People. We'll play Your Guess is as Good as Mine right after emails on a random question, 844-999.
Random.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Release the Kraken.
Hola. Alex, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay.
Glad to be here.
This is going to be a tough one. How many times do you use your towel before you wash it?
Maybe three or four.
So you go through two towels every week?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably right there with you.
What's your litmus test?
Say that one more time.
Is it the smell? Is it just the fact that you know it's done? Do you have a theory on this? Like, okay, it's time to get rid of this thing?
The smell.
So once it starts to get a little bit of a funk on it, you are out. All right?
But wait, if it does not get funky for whatever reason, do you just keep using that bad boy?
No, I throw it in the wash machine.
Even though, okay, all right, that's pretty good. Ted, how long do you go between washing a towel?
Hey, once a week?
I might be once a week. Maybe sometimes even a little longer.
Yeah, it's got to change soon.
Why is that?
Because I know what he's about to read, and I read that last week myself.
We know we should do better. I think there's a million, and I know you're going to hit me with some horrible news.
I know.
I almost don't want to know, because even though I feel pretty good about it, I feel like I'm still not doing it.
I've been on fire in the new year because I got a bunch of new towels, so I want to keep cycling through them.
All right, that's a good idea.
But it's only because of that I've been washing them more.
I was at the Fred Meyer grocery store yesterday, and I needed a loofah. You know, so I could wash myself, right?
You use a loofah?
I do use a loofah.
You get the Martin Luther King?
I do. I got a black loofah this time.
All right, Martin Luther King.
I swear to God.
I got a loofah right here. It's got my right hand.
Okay. But I used that loofah until basically, the old one I had, until it kind of broke down or whatever.
I was going to say, how do you know when to replace a loofah?
Because it starts to fall apart. And then I noticed that on the tag, it said 30-day loofah, right? That's what it's called. They're all called the 30-day loofah.
How long do you have it?
Do you know why they're called the 30-day loofah?
You throw it out after 30 days.
That is correct. Pretty sure I had mine for about 7 months.
Ooh.
Nice. I'm just telling you. Like, I'm in the tree, right? We're in the tree.
Did you replace your loofah?
I didn't know it was only 30 days.
I don't use a loofah, but I just assume.
He's your man.
Oh, come on. Am I the only man in here to use a loofah?
And hear ya.
You use a loofah?
Does Mike
use a loofah? No.
Wash rag?
Do you use a loofah? Am I the only loofah?
Rob is more of a man than you.
Oh, my. I thought the loofah was a normal
thing. And by the way, if Robin used one, she would use the loofah bandros.
So did Judge Smale's wife.
Loofah's not normal? Yeah, could you loofah my bag?
Could you try the Lex loofah?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Nobody? All right.
No.
Wow.
You know why? Because it only lasts for 30 days, Miles.
Anyway, the question was, how many times do you use a towel before washing it? Has nothing to do with the loofah. Once or twice, maybe all week, they say, or do you just wait till it starts to stink? Someone asked an expert, and the magic number is 3 times. That is the maximum number of showers you should use the same towel for. Then it is time to wash it right away.
Right away? Why do they say it like that?
Here's why. Bacteria and mold start growing each time a towel goes damp. Hanging it up to dry slows down the process, but does not stop it. So once you've used the same towel 3 times, it hits a tipping point. And after that, you're basically just rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself and you're done with your bath. Three showers.
I feel clean.
But I smell good.
Yeah, but...
You know, I smell like Irish Spring, but guess what? I'm covered in bacteria and mold.
They say that 3 showers only applies if you hang it up to dry right after you use it, though. If you toss it on the floor and hang it up later, it stays wet longer. You might only get 1 or 2 uses out of said towel. Washcloths are different, though, because we don't just use them to dry off. When a towel gets soaked, it takes a lot longer to dry, which gives mold and bacteria more time to grow. So washcloths should really only be used 1 time. I've had the washcloth. I also have a washcloth. I've had it in my shower for the entire week that I've had my towel.
I'm not worried. I'm worried about your loofah use.
Random.
What's wrong with that? Don't you have liquid soap?
I don't use liquid soap. I use a bar.
I have a foaming soap. What is that?
Are you a hand washer?
I am. Sometimes I use a wash rag, but oftentimes I just use a hand. But I bought a shower foam from Dove, and I'm very happy about it.
Are you a hand washer?
You sound like the toughest mother effer I have ever met. I got a foaming soap from Dove, player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a hand washer.
You're a hand washer.
I'm a hand washer.
Mike, you a hand washer? Hand washer. Robin, hand washer? Huh. I'm the only non...
Somehow now it's awkward in here.
I know.
Because everyone's
feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to feel bad about, you know, using Lex loofah, but...
I can't believe I'm the only one here who uses a loofah. Do you guys not use a washcloth either?
Rarely.
Never.
I don't know.
How do you clean your ears?
This is weird. If I'm at a soap up my fingers and Q-tips.
You just stick your finger in there and all right.
Give myself a wet willy.
Not your finger.
What do you put in there?
A Q-tip.
Yeah, but how do you wash them in the shower?
That's what I'm saying. I just get soapy fingers and then wet willy myself.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, for
right.
like the inside. You know?
I don't dig into my ear when I'm showering.
You don't stick your finger in your ear and clean your ear out?
I do.
Okay.
But then I also Q-tip when I'm done. But no,
I do too.
Otherwise, I'm hand washing. I'm very primal, man.
Have you tried
the
loofah?
I like to touch myself. I have, and I will say.
It's great. It takes a little time to break it in when you buy a new one.
Maybe that's the problem, man. It's like taking a Brillo pad. I'm like this. I'm not trying to exfoliate, dude. I just want to take a shower.
Yeah, I feel like the loofah is very dated. Like there was a period where everybody was using them.
Yeah, I feel like there was a loofah everywhere.
Right now, it's kind of slowed down. I mean, look, I'm not giving you a hard time, but
okay.
My mom still uses them.
Yes, she does because she knows what's up.
75-year-old old lady.
Right.
I'm not giving you a hard time, but. My 75-year-old mother
think this is
who choked on a garlic knife.
I think being a hand washer is more unusual. I think it's just a
it
numbers game.
Obviously, it's not.
Yes,
there's
it is.
Five of us. Four of us are hand washers.
Just a hand in the soap.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, foaming soap. Robin knows about it. I tell her once a week.
Do you get very bubbly in it?
Oh, it's great. I try to make myself into a snowman.
This is like a grown man's bubble bath. It's just in the shower.
Standing up.
Yeah, I'm standing up, though. Like a man.
Okay. More of the question coming up. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.